This is The Home Run with Lee Dixon, and it's time to catch up with Tim Gott from the Devonport Bookshop to find out what he's reading this week. G'day, Tim. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, Lee. Yourself?
Yeah, well, thank you very much. What do you got for us this time around?
Right. Well, today we've got a book that it falls in a number of areas. You could look at it, first of all, as an architecture book. You could look at it as a book on the wine industry in Australia. And lastly, you could look at it as a deluxe coffee table travel inspirational book.
It's a book for everyone.
It is. It does fill a lot of a lot of roles. The book is actually called Through the Cellar Door, and it has quite a long subtitle, Australia's Beautiful Wineries and Vineyards, Their Design and Architecture, by an Australian author, Alison Weavers.
Okay, she sounds like she's well-versed, she knows what she's talking about, must love a drop or two.
I think she probably does, yes. In fact, in doing the research for this book, I would imagine that she has consumed some of the product of, no doubt, a large number of vineyards and wineries that are listed in this book. And it is a beautiful book. It is $69.99 is the price, but it's worth every penny. It's beautifully produced. It breaks up Australia's wine producing regions, and then within those regions, she has had the onerous job of trying to pick some of the most best examples, I suppose, of really clever architecture for cellar door operations in wineries around Australia. And it does have some Tasmanian content. There are three Tasmanian vineyards listed in here. And all of these vineyards and their attendant cellar door buildings are just extraordinary. If you've got only a small interest in architecture, you'll find this book really, really interesting. There is some seriously clever architecture in terms of the way the buildings are built, the materials that they've used, how they've very sympathetically, in all cases, adapted these buildings to the landscapes in which they reside. And it's inspirational. Some of the buildings are just really clever. You say, gee, it's clever architecture to work out a design and put it in that location, and then the quality of the building work in all of these structures is just magnificent. It's just a fantastic record of Australian architects and builders doing things really, really well.
Lovely. Hopefully she doesn't slur her words, does she?
No. The text is very, very precisely written, and it reads really well. Yeah, this is not an architecture textbook. It's certainly a book for people who are interested in wine travel and also obviously wine building design, but it's not heavy going. No, the layperson can read it and just enjoy the text that accompanies the many beautifully taken pictures.
And maybe have a drop or two while they're at it. And you've got a couple of copies there?
We have, yes. We've got some stock on the shelf. And as I say, for anyone that's interested in wine travel or the wine industry and wine buildings, they'll find this book really, really interesting. And some of the buildings are just quite remarkable. There's no other way of describing them.
Tim Gott, Devonport Bookshop, thank you for a quick wander through the cellar door this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Lee. Thank you.